Now, readers of any really good book will know the feeling. The plot's so enticing, the writing's so descriptive, the characters so endearing that it's physically hard to put the book down. So appealing are the story's twists and turns. Well, now, a Canadian company's gambling on this literary addiction and taking it one step further. It's actually inserting readers into its romance novels. Yes, apparently we can all become heroes and heroines in some classic romances, thanks to Book By You. Michael Pocock is creator and publisher of this company's latest instalment, Tropical Treasure, and he joins us now from Ontario. Mike, welcome to the rather unromantic world of breakfast at Radio National.
Hello, Vivian. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it feels a bit difficult to be romantic at this time of morning, but can you explain the concept? What is a book by you?
Well, certainly. What we do is we write and publish full-length, personalized novels. So people go to our website and provide the characters that go into the book. So there's the heroine, heroine's best friend, and a hero, along with 25 to 30 other characteristics, depending on which book you select. So things like hair color, eye color, your favorite restaurant. If you have a dog or cat, that all goes into the book. So the books are written to be personalized. So it takes us about a year to write each of our books.
Do you have to provide very personal details? I mean, so far you've just mentioned eye color and hair color and the name of your dog and cat. That sounds okay, but
it depends. Some people think it's too personal, but you know, there's things like body type. So your figure, you know, goes in both for the hero, the heroine, and the heroine's best friend. You know, nothing too personal, but just it's enough that it really feels like you're in the book, and especially if it's your beloved that you have as the your counterpart in the book, and it just works out wonderfully.
So what, you have standard storylines and you just adapt it for the individual? Is that how it works?
Yes. Yeah. And it, with the 30 different characteristics, it actually relates to thousands of changes in each of our books. So it's, you know, it is highly personalized, but yes, there's one theme per book, and we're really changing the character and features.
Is it popular?
Oh yes, yeah. We've actually been at it for a couple of years. This is our third romance novel, and we're pretty excited about this particular one, The Tropical Treasure.
Tell us a bit about Tropical Treasure. What happens in Tropical Treasure without giving too many key secrets away?
Okay, about the ending. Well, the storyline's based on a reality TV game show.
Oh no!
So that's why it's very topical. Not only because Valentine's is just around the corner, but because of the reality TV, and it's a game show that's broadcast from a tropical island. Mm-hmm. And there's six contestants all competing for a $1 million prize, and you pick three of the contestants that go into the story, and you know, we have the fun and wacky mental challenges and physical challenges that you see on a lot of the reality TV game shows, and we even have the witty and sarcastic host that televises these the game show.
I think I'd rather be the host.
Well, it's interesting because the host we have has a British accent, not Australian, but British, and brings sort of that sarcastic sense of humor. So it's, you know, we've tried to wrap up all the, I guess, the good and the bad of the reality TV shows. And we have, as I mentioned, the weekly broadcasts from the island, but we also catch, and I think quite well, the action behind the cameras, which we really don't see when we watch things like, you know, Temptation Island and Survivor. So that was our objective when we started to write the book, was to catch sort of both sides of the camera, and I think we've done that quite well. And, of course, it's personalized, so it makes it that much better.
What's the target audience for this type of material? I mean, do people tend to buy the books for themselves, or do they buy them for other people?
Initially, it's as a gift. So, you know, with Valentine's coming up, we're exceptionally busy. This is like our Christmas, if you will. But once people have a book, because there's three different people in the book, and mm-hmm. the book gets passed around, we find that people are buying our novels to read. So it's quite a...
You'd have to toss it if you tossed your boyfriend, wouldn't you?
Well, that's actually quite an interesting point, because we've had a few phone calls where people have canceled their orders because just that has happened. And you know, yes. Luckily, it's not that many.
Well, can you change the name of the hero, and this one's not blonde, this one's dark?
Yeah, you'd have to do that really quickly, you know. But luckily that doesn't happen very often. But.
Now, would you say, Mike, that there was unlimited appeal here, or is this just a fad? A trend.
Well, I think it's unlimited. you know, once again, we've been at this for a couple of years, and people keep coming back and buying our books, and I think it's because we work very hard to make sure that there's a really good storyline behind each of our novels. This isn't something that you throw away. There's lots of humor in each of our novels, as well as obviously a very touching romantic theme. And so, you know, what's also fascinating is that 50% of our customers are men. So they're buying them obviously as gifts and that type of thing. But men are also reading this. So it's I do think that there's staying power here, and we're certainly seeing our sales grow exponentially.
Okay, Mike, here's your chance before I let you go. Can you give us a sample, an example?
Well, certainly. We've actually put your name into one of the books here.
So, great. Right.
So we had to think of a hero to go along with you, Vivian.
I'd be curious to see what you've come up with.
We picked George Clooney.
Beautiful.
Heartthrob.
Beautiful.
So this is an excerpt taken from the beginning of the book,
yep,
where you first meet George, mm-hmm, and sort of the games begin, if you will. Remember, this is a TV game show, and
yep,
everyone's sizing each other up.
Okay.
So here we go.
Yep.
George was striking, with dark brown hair that highlighted his shining brown eyes, and he was wearing nothing but a towel. Vivian blinked. She couldn't help but be taken aback, not only by his sudden appearance, but by the fact that he was so at ease with being practically naked in front of a stranger. Then again, maybe that was his point, to throw her off balance right from the start of the game. She held out her hand. By the way, I'm Vivian Shanker. The man reached over to shake her hand, his own warm and strong. George Clooney, it's good to meet you, but you missed my point. I'm afraid this room's already taken. Vivian couldn't help but notice that his lips were curled into a one-sided smile, somehow merging self-deprecation and arrogance into one charming package. Great, another guy who thinks women exist to find him attractive. Look, Talboy, if your clothes aren't here, how do I know you've claimed this room?
Oh, Mark, I don't want to stop you, but I'm going to have to stop you. I don't want it ever to stop. Please don't make it stop. I think I might have to get the rest of that book privately other time.
We'll send you the book.
And maybe we should send a copy to George.
Yes, absolutely.
Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Mike Pocock, creator of Tropical Treasure, published by Book By You. And you can access their details by visiting our website at www.abc.net.au/rn. Then following the prompts to breakfast. I know I will be. It's 17 to 7.